Hey girl, hey, you bet. Girl, it's okay. Let's see what I have for you today. Mwah. Hey girl, hey. Welcome back, you guys, to Woman Empower. It is Woman Empowerment Month, season 4, episode 2, you guys. So this is just gonna be a real quick listening. This is more like a Katie rant for today. So you guys, I got hit in my DMs, and this young lady asked me. She said, "Caitlin, what if a guy says that he wants you to continue to do girlfriend benefits, but just have a friend title?" So first of all, what I can't stand most about this question is that our generation tries to normalize like a lot of stuff. And what aggravates me about our generation is the fact that it is okay for something like that to come out your mouth, for something like that you can even ask for. But I think a lot of times too, ladies, that sometimes, you know, on our side, we condone or we help normalize a lot of foolishness, and we have to stop doing that. So what I have to say to that is, set your boundaries, sis. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot. Why give him girlfriend benefits and he can't even give you a decent title? Since and I can't stay through that. Let's say, well, it's just the title. No, stop saying that because you got commitment issues and you don't want to be held responsible for your actions. I can't stand people like that. Just say that. Instead of saying, well, it's just a title. No, it means something. The title meant something before you was even formed in your mother womb. The title meant something before the decades and the generations before us. So now you want to say, well, a title is just a title. No, because if you're really standing true to who you are, a title shouldn't be nothing. That just should add for you to do the right thing. But you got people out here that just want to do wrong by people, and you want girlfriend benefits, but you can't give me a simple title. You can't do that. Don't be one of them people. We have to stop normalizing the foolery. We are not giving away girlfriend benefits or wifely benefits for a person that don't even know what they want or can't even give you a title. First of all, we walk in the spirit of wife, point blank, period. That's every female, every young adult that's listening to me. Because little girls, you know, y'all still trying to figure it out. But even then, you walk in the spirit of girlfriend. But the expectation over the years will change for you to walk in the spirit of wife. That's the ultimate goal. If you plan on getting married. If you don't, I'm not talking about you. That's your business. But I'm talking about the ones that you sit here and you just become stuck. I have been in that situation where you become stuck because you start to normalize the BS. You start to think that's okay to, you know, you doing AYC, you cleaning, you going on dates with this dude. I mean, you helping him with XYZ, you having sex with this dude, et cetera, et cetera. So why you doing all of this? What is there to give him? So sometimes too, that's why I say sometimes we normalize the foolery. What can you possibly give him when you become a girlfriend? Since our generation normalizes a lot of stuff, what possibly do you have to offer him if you're giving him everything as just a friend? Not a title. What do you have to offer him when you become his girlfriend? And for people that got long-term, what do you have to offer him as a wife? My mama always say that, move in the spirit of wife. I don't move in the spirit of girlfriend. Of course, she's way, way older than me. She's an OG. But the older I get, I start to understand what she means by that. Meaning, I'm not just going to walk the way this generation walks, but I'm going to walk the way I'm supposed to walk. You know what I'm saying? And furthermore, I'm going to live the way God needs me to live. That's the ultimate goal. But yeah, like, we have to learn how to start like setting boundaries, because it is so, so important for you to set those boundaries so people can know where they stand. It's time to be honest in 2021 and further on. understand your place and set those boundaries, ladies. We have to set those boundaries, because at the end of the day, when those boundaries are not set, it causes a bunch of confusion. And then we wonder why everybody is so confused, or people want to talk to you this way, or people want to treat you this way. Listen here, people make time to do what they do. People's actions speak way more louder for their words, sis. So I say that to say, set your boundaries and put out your expectations from the beginning. If you just want to be friends with benefits, say that. If you look for a serious relationship, say that. If you eventually want to be dating to marry, just say that, because at the end of the day, it's somebody out there that's waiting on your expectations that can speak up to your expectations. So don't ever think that your expectations are too high, your standards are too high. No, that's just the wrong guy for me. No, that's just the wrong man for me. That ain't for me. And it's okay, because there's so many other dudes out here that will appreciate your honesty, your loyalty, your worth, your value, your morals, your standards, everything, and et cetera, et cetera, will be done for you when we stop normalizing settling. And when we start setting boundaries and stating our expectations, then our requests shall be made known. So, sis, yes, the answer to that question is set your boundaries. I would say run far, far away from that situation so you don't get stuck. But I will say this, in layman's terms, set your boundaries. You decide what you're going to tolerate, and you need to let that be known. Point blank, period. And that's all I have to say. So, y'all, this wraps up episode 2, aka Katie's Rants. You guys, send me more questions if you guys want them answered. I will come on here and answer them in between, you know, the different episodes that, of course, I have, you know, planned. So stay tuned, you guys, because the month has just started for episode 3 of Woman Empowerment Month. Love y'all. Bye-bye.